Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in Romans 12. Romans 12, let's finish reading this. He said, recompense to no man evil for evil. Somebody does you wrong, don't do them wrong back. Is this an important thing in the Word? Yeah. Is this found more than one time in the Scriptures? Many times. Everybody clear on this? Are you awake now?
Yeah.
Somebody does you wrong, what do? You do them good. Right? Is that always easy?
No.
No. Will you always feel like doing them good?
No.
No. But can you do it?
Yes.
In spite of your flesh screaming, let me at them. Just let me have one good. Huh? Even though your flesh is screwed. Well, I know what I can do. I can make a phone call. I know what to do. This is, wait till I tell so-and-so what you said and did. I'll fix your britches. Huh? That's devilish.
Uh-huh.
I said that is devilish.
Amen.
That is ungodly.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Ungodly. No. Don't render evil for evil. Keep reading. But, verse 18, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. It ought to be that if it was up to you, you'd get along with everybody.
Amen.
Amen. If it's just all up to you, everybody'd be happy. That's the way it ought to be. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. People say, well, it's payback. Payback. No, payback is not yours. Give place to wrath. It is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. When you grow up some and you understand these things, you quit thinking about paying people back. And you understand the Scripture says that God is your defense. And if people hurt you, He takes a personal responsibility to deal with them. Did you hear me? And then you get concerned about them and you don't want to see them judged. And you'll get to praying for them. Go, oh God, I don't want to see them judged. Because God is serious about this. People hurt His people, they're hurting Him. He takes it personally. He'll deal with them too. He's very merciful. He's very gracious. But He'll only let things go so far. And then He'll stand up and people will be judged. It can be very, very serious. In fact, the proverb says this. He that repays evil for good, evil will never leave his house. Whew. Man, now that's something. Somebody does you good. And you turn around and hurt them on purpose. You do them evil. Bible said evil will never leave your house.
Right.
Whew. You don't do people evil when they've done you good.
Amen.
And you don't do people evil when they've done you evil.
Amen.
What do you do?
Good.
You do them good. They slap you, you bake them a pie. Huh? Can you do it?
Yes.
Would you feel like doing it?
No.
You might stand over the stove and go, I'm going to bake this pie. If I fall in the floor, but I'm going to bake this pie. Huh?
Yeah.
Can you control yourself? Can you overcome?
Yes,
yes you can. And you can walk in love.
Amen.
You don't repay evil for good. You don't repay evil for evil. You give good for evil. Man, it works. Let's keep reading. I keep commenting and should keep reading. Keep reading. I had intentions about letting you out early today. Can you believe that? You don't even believe that, do you? Romans 12. No, it's true. Romans 12. Keep reading. Vengeance is whose? It's the Lord's. Let Him be your defense. Don't try to defend yourself. That's not easy. There's been times I so bad wanted to call somebody or to go see them and say, let me tell you my side. And the Lord said, shut up. I'm your defense. You be quiet and let me defend you. Because if you start defending you, you just took it out of my hands. I thought, well, okay. But is it easy to be quiet? Whew. Especially if people are hanging you out to dry. Huh? Oh, you so bad want to go, hey, it ain't so. I didn't do it. I didn't say it. But that's part of growing up, isn't it? Amen. Grow up and say, Lord, you know now. You're my defense. I'm going to keep my mouth shut and obey you and do what you told me to do, and you take care of this for me. How many believe he will? Amen. If your enemy hunger, what do you do? Sorry, rascal. See there? He sowed it, and now he's reaping it. Good enough for you, bud. What you did to me, hope you starve to death. How many know any sinner can act like that? People that ain't never even been saved. That's what they can do. No, if your enemy is hungry, what do? He wouldn't feed you. But what are you going to do? Feed him. Feed him. If he's thirsty, what do? No, you don't throw it in his face. In doing so, you'll heap coals of fire on his head without saying a word, I might add. Just in the act of love. Be not overcome of evil, but do what? Overcome evil with good. What do? Overcome evil with good. Everybody said out loud. Overcome evil with good. Go to 1 John 3. 1 John 3, verse 14. 1 John 3, 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we know a lot of scriptures. No. Huh? Because we talk in tongues.
No.
Huh? Because we have a lot of stuff.
No.
We're prosperous.
No.
Because we go to church.
No.
Nope. How do we know that we have passed from death to life? Because we love the brethren. Love who? You see how specific this is. Yeah, care about the world and people outside, but that's not specifically what he's saying. Our main witness is how we deal with each other. Love the brethren. The brethren. Everybody say the brethren. That includes the cistern. Everybody. Brothers and sisters in the Lord. People that are also born again. He said, verse 16, let's read it. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Love is not supposed to just be in saying, I love you. Love is to be demonstrated in actions. Right? And the greatest expression of love is giving. The Lord said that to me some years ago, and when he first said it to me, I wondered if I was hearing right. I thought, well, now that's a big statement. The greatest manifestation, the greatest expression of love is giving. I thought, well, now, is that right? And while I'm thinking on that, John 3:16 came to my remembrance with force. God so loved the world that he yelled from heaven, I love you. Now that's great to tell people you love them. That's great. But is that the greatest manifestation of love?
No.
No, it's not. God so loved the world that he spoke from heaven, I have feelings for you. I just have all these wonderful feelings toward you. See, so many in the world, they think feelings are love. That's why they fall in and out of love every other day and week. They don't know what love is. Love is not a feeling. Now, love can produce feelings, but love is not a feeling, and you can love when you have no feelings. I said you can love when you have no feelings. You can love when you have bad feelings. Sometimes people have had the wrong idea. They thought, well, man, if I'm full of love and if I'm walking in love the strongest, then I'll just always have wonderful feelings for everybody. And I'll just think, oh, you're so great, and I just love everybody. Now, you're walking in love the strongest when you feel like slapping somebody, but you don't. You feel like telling them where to get off, and you can catch yourself in mid-sentence. You can. I mean, you can say, let me tell you something. I want you to know that God loves you. And I do too. And I'm going to go away right now and pray for you. You can catch yourself in mid-sentence. That's walking in love. Huh? You feel like picking up the phone and calling their superior and causing them a real problem. Instead, you send them a gift certificate to some restaurant that they like. You don't have to feel like you the whole time you're filling it out, your flesh can say, I don't want to do this. Well, let's just go and eat there ourselves. You don't want to do this. You say, shut up. You let the love of God inside you overcome the selfishness that's in your flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is walking in love. And he said, don't just love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, in action, in deed, and in truth. And he just got through talking about giving when he talked about having this world's good and giving to your brother. Everybody say, your brother. Now, we can have mercy on a stranger that we don't know that's in the street, but that's not specifically what this verse said. This says, if you see your brother, right? That's hungry and in need, and shut up your bow. Do you see this? Your brother. Now, back up to the 16th verse and notice this. Hereby perceive we the love of God. He laid down his life for us. Did he do that?
Yes.
He laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Is that a fact?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.